This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Britney Spears, you remember her?
I do.
You do?
I still see her every now and then.
Yeah.
She, like
social media.
The amount of weird, naked,
correct,
dancing videos of, like,
that's her bit.
And she doesn't look bad,
but she looks out of it.
She looks out of it, and she's like puffy. It's just it's the weirdest thing that comes across like my feeds.
Sometimes she's holding kitchen knives and stuff.
That's right.
And she's always naked. It's just it's very very strange for her.
At one point, always in her house.
She was the world's biggest pop star for like a decade, and now this.
Well, apparently it's not going well.
Shocker.
And a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're saying that they should have never given up the conservatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole, a lot of people saying.
People
are
saying.
That whole free Britney Spears thing. There was a documentary.
Yes. Well, now, the conservatorship got dissolved.
Yeah.
So she's on her own. And she posted another one of these videos recently where, same thing, like, there was the one where she was dancing with knives and her, she posts at the same, she's in the same place in her house every time.
Yeah,
and you can see her house.
It's like an empty-ish living room.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing.
It's disheveled.
Right.
And it's not good.
Well, this one had dog poop in it.
Oh, yeah. I see here leaving dog poo on her mansion floor.
And people are concerned.
I would say so. I would think that dog poop indeed probably.
It's on a tile floor.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of it.
Yeah, and you can see the little dog sauntering by, you know. And
so you're just living in squalor now, kind of.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like the family said, look, they said the conservatorship is over.
She's a grown
so
woman.
They tried to get an intervention with her, and it failed. And apparently she's on her own, and they've kind of thrown up their hands.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do.
This is America. If you want to blow a $500 million fortune and, like, dance naked on Instagram and live in dog feces, that is your God-given right.
Well, and the idea that we were trying to help you before and you fought so hard to get free, well, now you are. I guess this is what you want.
Boy, that dog poop is kind of alarming. You ever
no.
You never seen someone who lives like that?
With dog poop all over their house?
Yeah. Or someone that lives
in really bad
conditions?
Well,
as I have.
I've seen hoarders.
Yeah.
But not that.
I've encountered this.
Although maybe, it's probably in there. I just didn't see it.
Yeah. I've encountered that. Oh, so you have seen hoarders in person.
I've seen a hoarder, yeah.
Then that's...
They
have animals.
Yeah, I used to deliver... I told you this story, but when I was in college, the worst job I ever had... Think of the heat in the middle of the summer in Kansas.
It's not good.
And the humidity.
Yeah.
I was I delivered appliances.
Oh, boy.
For this old man who owned this appliance company, me and this other guy, who smoked, the other guy smoked the whole time, and the cab was filled up with, it was freaking disgusting.
Bad job.
And we would have to deliver a fridge. Well, we're going to rural Kansas in these mobile home parks and stuff and taking out old fridges and putting in new fridges or taking out old
washing machines or
washing machines and putting them in. Dude, the stuff behind these machines, I don't even want to describe, but there was one, and I remember it specifically, one place that we went into. It was a home or house, but oh my God, I've never, I've since seen it because they have the show, hoarders. Like Hoarders and everything, but it was wall to wall junk, papers, everything. Like you couldn't move. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was my first, I'd never seen anything like that before. So I have seen that. Yeah. So there were no animals, but...
I've seen it a couple times, and I fell through the floor of someone's house once.
Nice.
I was trying to, with a church group, we were trying to help someone, you know, out. So we were moving some stuff out, and I went through the kitchen floor. Like, the floor was rotten.
You call the advocates.
And I fell through. Trust me, I don't think they had anything to offer. But, like, I've seen some bad conditions, and I know Britney Spears is not going to be living in... It's just, like, she's got enough money to where... It's alarming that when you're living in dog feces, it's not good. But the conditions that human beings choose to live in is quite staggering when you get down to it. So, like, I see Britney Spears and I'm like, oh my God, you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and you have dog crap and you're filming it and you're not cleaning it up. It seems shocking, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, at least she has the money and resources to do whatever. But remember, Gene Hackman died because of this.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman and his wife died because of rat poo.
It's true.
They died of that. Was it the hantavirus?
Yeah. She did.
She did.
And then he died because she couldn't care for him.
She couldn't care for him. So, I mean that's
true.
It's kind of an alarming thing. When the animal feces comes in, but I don't know what you do. Like, I don't think you can call, like, you do a welfare check and,
Like they said, the family talked about it. They're open about it. They're like, look, we tried to have an intervention with her. Yeah. We can't. I mean, there's nothing they can do now. The conservatorship is dissolved.
Yeah.
I mean, she's on her own.
Yeah.
And I think she's got a husband or a boyfriend or something.
I don't know. She's been around the block.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in there.
She defended it, though. She's like, I'm reading here. She said, like, don't worry about it.
Well, she said in that video, she said, I'm just beginning cleaning the house for the day.
She said she doesn't clean up after the dog. She doesn't have someone there cleaning every day. So she basically just leaves the crap there until the cleaning person comes. Like, but if you're Britney Spears, you were that, why not just have someone that cleans every day?
It sounds as though right now she is off with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Paul Richard Solis.
Oh, see, yeah, it's bad.
Wow, yeah.
Death pool?
Yeah, that's...
I hate to say it, but...
That's high. And when it happens, and this is the sad part, everyone will be like, yeah, that's about right.
Right.
Yeah, her... It's
you can see it.
You can see it.
Like, the tragedy of her story is already written. You're just kind of ready for the final chapter, and it's pretty awesome.
And it's the same thing. Bieber's going through this right now. When you go when you go look at, like, the interviews when she was, like, 15, 16 years old when she became famous, and same thing with Bieber, the amount of creepy interviews that they did and the sexualization of someone that was that young, and you know she was probably passed around, and he was too.
The media did them so dirty.
By 1,000 different people. It's just, I can't imagine the absolute mind F that both of those people have. And the fact that all she's doing is living in with dog poop and dancing naked with knives, maybe that's...
Well, all
maybe
Bieber
she's
is
doing better.
I don't know if you've seen the latest photos of Biebs, but he's out there riding scooters in his underwear.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
It's a, well, you know what happened to him. That was the P. Diddy world and Usher and...
All right.
Just goes to show you, man, when your kid's like, Dad, I want to be famous. I'm like, do you? What's happened is how many people would trade all of that because of the money? You know, it's like parents send their kids into that knowing what the end game is, and they don't care because it's the idea of money solves all your problems.
All right, we'll wrap it up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.